Hello, guys, and welcome back to Crime Central Podcast. This is Michaela.
And this is Air.
This is Air. That's Erin, guys. Disregard her inability to speak, even though she's supposed to be the one speaking today, because I was an idiot and thought that this was Monday's episode that we were recording, and yeah.
So I've had a rough week, so if my brain's not fully functioning, that's why. It's definitely why.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, really bad.
I called her at least 20 times a day this week.
At least 20 times today this week. Is that what you just said?
20 times a day this week.
Oh, no. This is actually, I'm pretty sure it was closer to like 16, just so you guys know. Not 20.
Except yesterday.
But yeah, yesterday was like 43 and a half.
Yesterday was a fuck shit show.
Fuck shit show. Yep, it was a fuck shit show.
It was a fuck shit show.
Okay, guys, so this is our Friday episode, not Monday like I had originally
thought. So I'm the only one with material because someone slacked.
I did not slack. Will you put that down?
Oh, okay.
We're under a blanket right now. We are, so if you hear aggressive, like, whoosh, whoosh, it's the blanket.
Not the wind this time.
Yeah, we're hoping not the wind. Yeah.
So, our first story. Florida woman farts in line at store. Tries to stab man who complained. A Florida woman shot...
Why are you reading it so dead inside? Okay, so guys... confession, we've already recorded this once, which really sucks because I wanted you to get, like, the first reaction look, but the first recording of this was literally so horrible in terms of sound quality. But I laughed for a good solid 15 minutes. Can you please leave out the next one, though?
No, I'm reading that one. Okay, so a Florida woman shot off a loud, wet food ghost. I will never get over that. In line at the dollar store. A man in line behind her had a front row seat to this. This quickly escalated into a knife fight. Way to keep it classy, Florida. Way to keep it classy.
Wait. I just want to talk about that for a minute and just really appreciate the use of... like imagery there with loud wet food ghost.
Yup.
That was genius, and I want to use that all the time now.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to put that on my school papers.
No. No, you're not.
All right, so for the next one, man arrested for having sex with mini pony tells police he used a condom. That's why he told the police that it was okay, because he used a condom.
No! That literally makes me cringe so hard. That is so bad. That... Spooky boys are out tonight.
Oh, please don't say that. I'm going to trip.
They're getting us.
Oh, my God. I'm going to trip. Don't do that. Fuck no.
Do you feel him?
Shut up. Our third story. Thank you for kissing me. Oh, you kissed me.
I did. I put it to my mouth, and then I brought you to my forehead, and then you said, thank you for kissing me.
All right, so for
I was talking
story.
About her hand, by the way, guys, just so you know. This is nothing. Yeah,
they can't see us.
Yeah, they can't. I'm really glad they can't see us at this point. We're, like, hunched over, like, miniature trolls right now.
Or miniature ponies.
No! Ooh, no! 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 Don't say that.
All right, so for our third story, 36-year-old Richard Hamilton was arrested for calling in a bomb threat to the water treatment facility he worked at. His motive was getting out of work, but his plan obviously didn't pan out well. Authorities found out Hamilton was the one who made the call and had a bomb search dog and a bomb squad search his car. Even drones were involved. Last thing we heard is that Hamilton was being held on a $10,000 bond.
I really just think he should have called in sick. I really do.
Yeah.
Like,
I really feel like that.
I don't know who in their right mind would go, I don't really want to go to work today. Let me just call in a bomb threat.
I'm sure, like, he'd probably still have a job at least if he said his pet goldfish died. Like,
his pet goldfish died. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so 911 delivery service. Michael James Gable called 911 and said he had an emergency. When the police arrived, he told them to take the $20 bill that was lying on the couch and get him some liquor.
You literally broke that up so hard.
My voice was lying on
the couch. And okay, little robot. Okay.
The police reprimanded him, and Gables told them he understood that he would receive more than a reprimand if he ever did that again. The next day, Gable called the police over again. He was too lazy to get out of his recliner and wanted the deputies to fetch him some ice cream from his freezer. Gable was charged with misuse of 911.
I literally depict him as, like, a really gross, like, scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Dude, or, like, a really, really old, doesn't give a shit dude. Those are the only two ways I can depict
that guy. I feel like he would fit in perfectly in Sullivan.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be a trailer park boy here in Sullivan.
Trailer park boys.
All right, so the fourth? I don't know. But Florida man attacks father with pizza. A guy in his 30s held his father down and shoved the pizza in his face while he yelled at him. The man's reason for this fight was that he was upset at his dad for helping birth him.
You brought me into this world.
How dare you? Pay. You must pay with pizza.
Pizza to the face. Can you, like, literally, though, if that pizza was fresh out of the oven, that would hurt, okay? I used to work at a pizza place, guys, and let me tell you, a pizza falling on top of you that just came out of the oven is no, like, oh, it's whatever, haha, just gonna walk this off. That shit hurts, okay?
So then, if you guys like strip clubs and cats, this one's the story for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Florida man's cat denied entry to strip club. A Florida man went to a strip club with his cat. The club owner denied entry to the cat. The owner of the cat called 911, hoping the police would make the owner let the cat in. He ended up going to jail for misuse of 911, resisting arrest, and several other unknown charges. And that's it.
Why would he want to bring his cat to a strip club in the first place, though? That's, like, my really big question.
You're
like,
already getting enough pussy there. I mean, shit.
Now you can dance for me and my pussy. Like, that's what he's saying.
Put your pussy on my pussy? Like...
My cat likes to see it work, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That shit's weird.
Put the down, dude.
You're sitting on it.
I'm literally not. I am hovering. I'm sitting like a troll. Do you see me? My butt is not on the ground.
It's making my leg fall asleep.
What is?
The way you're sitting.
What? Like, just looking at me is making your leg fall asleep?
Yeah. Actually, it's just falling asleep. Well, guys, that's our Friday episode. And today we are recording on October 1st. We hope that y'all woke September up. Nope. Green Day up, because September is now done.
Yep.
And as of tomorrow, when this is released, they've had a whole damn day to wake up, so they better be awake. This is how our week has gone.
Our week has been fun. I mean, as you can tell, I literally thought that this was going to be Monday's episode, so that tells you.
And I told her...
Hang on.
It's cops.
Yeah, I know, but I was listening to what direction they were going. It sounds like they're getting closer.
Yep.
Guys, you might hear the wee-woos.
The wee-woos?
Yeah, like the sirens.
Oh. That's how you know you've got a kid.
No, I said that before I had a kid. Thank you.
All right,
That's
guys.
That's how you know you had a kid. Shut the fuck up.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, we really hope you do. We also hope that your week has been going a lot better than ours, because let me tell you. Yeesh.
Mine was like a freak shit show nightmare.
Freak shit show nightmare.
Or a fuck shit show.
Mine's just been nuts. Just overall wackadoo.
Alright, guys, well, we love you, and we hope you guys tune in Monday.
Yep. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you next week.